6:21 here on the Aaron Keck Show. We are live and local with local music, and we've got a special guest here in the studio, Pippa Hoover. Her debut solo album, Nightbird Singing, is coming out in a week and a half. Album release party on Saturday the 15th at the Cat's Cradle Backroom. PippaHoover.com is the website, by the way, if you want more information. And I know the album's not out yet, Pippa, but you've played some of these songs live, I'm sure. What has been the reaction to them from people who've heard them?
Well, I haven't played too many of them live in the last 4 years, but actually Honey Magpie will occasionally cover actually the two songs that we play.
Okay.
So I have played those, and when people listen to Garden Spider, they usually laugh.
I love that song. Yeah. Like, this is one of those songs where it's funny, and then it's very suddenly poignant all at the same time. Like, I love those songs.
Oh, thanks.
So how long have these songs been gestating? I know you started writing them before Honey Magpie, but like,
yes.
How old are some of these songs?
Oh, gosh. I think October is the oldest one, and I think I wrote that in 2008. So
wow.
It's a 10-year-old. but the newest song on the album I wrote in 2017, so it's a pretty big span. I just picked what I thought were the best ones from everything I had written.
Do you feel like a difference between the older ones and the newer ones?
I think so, yeah. I think, like, the older I get, the more I want my songs to tell a really clear story. And I don't know, I think when I was younger, I was like, let's make it, like, surreal, and it doesn't matter if no one understands what my words mean. And there's not really too many songs like that on this album, but there's definitely songs like that in my body of work.
Do you feel like
not on the album.
The new songs and, for you are, do you like the new songs better than the old songs? I know whenever I write anything and then I look at it 10 years later, I'm like, oh, this is terrible, but
not always. I think maybe, like, statistically speaking, like, that would be a good guess, but, like, there's definitely older songs that I'm like, yeah, that was a good one. That stands the test of time.
That's when you know it's really good, right? Like, you can look at it and, like, everyone is their own worst critic, right? So you look back at something that you did 10 years ago. If you still think that's good after 10 years, then it's really good. Like, you know, I think.
Yeah, I think more often what will happen is in the older songs, there'll be, like, one line where I was like, oh, why is there that line? But, like, the rest of the song I'm fine with. It's just the one moment.
Do you then tweak the line, or do you just...
Sometimes, if I can, I do.
Okay.
But sometimes I sort of feel like no song can be perfect, and that's just the way that song is. It's like it was born with a little weird line in it, and that's, you just gotta love it for what it is.
Awesome. Sarah, do you know which lines she's talking about?
I have no idea.
Okay,
but I
good.
Love that,
yeah.
Because that absolutely happens where later, you know, down the line, you're listening to something and you're like, oh, why did I do that?
Pippa, what's next? Do you have more songs? Is there another album to come? Or
yes. So I have a lot more songs. I probably have enough solo songs to make two more albums, so I'm hoping to turn around and do album number two.
Cool.
But that's just me solo. Honey Magpie is working on our second album as well, so that should be coming out probably before my next solo album.
Awesome. And we've been mentioning the album release party and the concert at the Cat's Cradle Backroom, again, Saturday, December 15th, so a week and a half from now. Catscradle.com probably has tickets, right?
Yeah.
Who's going to be there? Who's going to be playing?
A lot of people. So we've got Chessa Rich and Magnolia Project, which is Sarah's band.
Awesome.
Very excited for them. Honey Magpie and them have been band pals for a really long time. So it's going to be awesome. And then The Moon and You, also, they're out of Asheville. And they have a cellist, their husband and wife cello guitar duo, who I think they'll be playing with a drummer for that show. So very excited. Love them. It's the more cellos, the better, in my opinion. So
awesome.
It should be a very fun night.
Are there other shows on tap after that?
For me solo, there's nothing on the books. Where I'm continuing to play with Honey Magpie, and that takes up a lot of time. So I hope that people will come to this show, because it is your chance.
Awesome. Yes. And then, Sarah, over to you. I'm not going to ask Pippa to do it, but sell this album to people who are listening.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have this album on repeat whenever I'm in the car.
Yeah.
And not because I'm practicing it, because I cannot drive and play the guitar at the same time. That'd be super dangerous. And when it's not playing in my car, it's playing in my head. And it's not in a not annoying way. Yeah, I just really love this album. And I love the progression of it. And so I'm really excited about the show.
That's awesome. Again, the show is next week, Saturday, December 15th at Cat's Cradle Backroom. The album is Nightbird Singing, coming out at that show. PippaHoover.com for more information on Pippa and the album, Cat'sCradle.com if you want tickets to the show next week, Saturday. Let's hear one more song as we wrap up. What are we going to hear last?
All right. This song is called Nothing to Offer. It's a song I wrote when I was unemployed. I am employed now.
Awesome.
Standing on the sidewalk with a cardboard box of bits, just quit another job I probably could have lived with. Coming in early to do more than I'm told to, though I know I'm not wanted. My bank account is draining and my wallet's getting thin. I have to live and eat and no money's coming in. It's time for letters, resumes of white lies. Though I know I'm not wanted, I'll crunch any sawmill llama set in front of me. I'll pick up new systems quick and teach my students patiently. Set me up alone, shut in an office out of sight. I'll put in whatever time it takes to get the job done right. But these days smarts and sweat don't sell, just good cheer sells and boosts in morale. I don't whistle while I work, I don't smile much, so I've got nothing to offer. Time or speak sweetly, so I've got nothing to offer. It's time for letters, resumes of white lies. I've got nothing to offer. It's time to paint myself a pretty, put a front on, fake them something softer.
The album is Nightbird Singing. Album release party is Saturday the 15th at Cat's Cradle Backroom. That was terrific. Thank you both so much.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.